even though Toys R Us doesn't exist anymore and it was shut down, the answer to that question, you should approach the company that shut down Toys R Us, which is Amazon, where you order everything else, and that's where you get your Afikoman presents in today's day and age anyways. So what does it deal with? What is the implications of Pesach in a post-Toys R Us era when Toys R Us doesn't exist any longer? The Pasuk says, Dabru al kol hadas Yisrael lemar Be'esel l'chodesh hazeh V'yikchu lochem ish sel beis avo sel avos. The Torah tells us that when we get a sheep, Shabbos HaGadol, the Torah writes, what is the yesod of Shabbos HaGadol? What is the nes of Shabbos HaGadol? When we were able to take the God, the deity of Mitzrayim, and prepare it for the ultimate shechita, shechting the God, the idol, the deity of Mitzrayim, and that was on Yud Nisan, which historically in the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim was on Shabbos. So that's what we commemorate, says the Torah, in Shabbos HaGadol. But the Torah, when it depicts this sheep and this chiyuv, the Torah does so and categorizes it as seh lebeis avos. It's a seh for every household, with the parents, with the families, seh labayis, a sheep for the house. So the Gemara gets into the details of that halacha. Assuming, says the Gemara, that you're including your entire family, your seh labayis avos, into the karban, into this sheep. So obviously my children will also take part in that Karban Pesach. So the Gemara wants to know the halachic implications of that idea. Is it one permitted to separate, to designate a Karban on behalf of his friend without his knowledge? Because in halacha, separating a Karban on behalf of a child is tantamount to separating a korban on behalf of Moshe, on behalf of my friend, on behalf of my neighbor. So what is the halacha? If I want to be mafresh a korban, shaloi midas chavero, for the chiyuv, for the obligation of my friend. So the Gemara says, well, why don't you learn it from this halacha? Sela beis avos. You were mafresh the korban for all the children as well. So that's the Gemara in Nedarim Adaf Lamed Vav and Aleph. Ela me'ato, says the Gemara. Yavi Adam Pesach al Chavero. Shekein Adam maybe al Barav Ubnos of Achranim. Gemara says, apparently you're allowed to do that. Alama Amar Ablazer. So why is it there a Blazer Paskin? Hifrish Pesach al Chavero. Lo Asaklo. Why is it there a Blazer Paskin that if you separate a Pesach for your friend, Lo Asaklo? Everyone understands there's a steer over here. There's a contradiction. On that, Reb Zera answers, Reb Oysa, and remember who this is, who the author of this statement is, Reb Zera. Amar Reb Zera, seh lebeis avos lav da'orais. Nah. That which you started off and you read the pasuk, seh lebeis avos, you think it's an all-inclusive karban. You think that everyone's included. You think that it even involves the children, the ktanim. Seh lebeis avos lav da'orais. That's not a biblical statement. So the Gemara says, so therefore what? You don't have a comparison. When it comes to what? When it comes to a person that's mechuyev in a karbon, and I want to be mafresh, I have no proof that I can be mafresh on behalf of someone else. Because there he's obligated in a karbon. Over here, who am I mafresh for? Anyone who's joining my chabura. Who's joining my chabura? All the adults that are joining my chabura. Rabbi, so you have to realize, when it came to Karban Pesach, you had to prepare for Karban Pesach. Like Lamashal, Rabbi Yisrael, Lahavdil, you guys make preparations. Who are you going to have Suda with on Purim, right? That was Lamaisa Leila Seder, okay? Who's going to be in your Chabura? And you have to make Kinyanin. And you have to actually halachically take ownership of a Chalek of that Karban. Mr. Rav says you have to takadu Kinyanin to own a Chalek of that Karban. Who's in your Chabura? You can't just show up Leila Seder and say, can I come in? Taka Kasha. How do we understand Kol Dechven Yesevi Yivsach? Open up the doors. Yeah, we say, come in, right? We only say that because we know no one could come in, right? We're not going to actually invite guests. But, right, well, that's why that's the old joke. That's what we're doing it after we come home and no one actually is coming. It's Taka problem. They can't be Yesevi Yivsach. They weren't considered beforehand. They didn't make a kinyan and they're eating Shaloi B'chabur, as we're going to see in Mirtz Hashem in the future. So how do you deal with the fact that Selebes Avos, so Zerzor Bzer, it didn't include the children. It wasn't included as Lav De Orais. Yeah.
Would the word, but what about the word Vayiklu in terms of just being Kones, someone else's carbon?
So you have to make a Kenyan. You have to make
is
a Kenyan.
Vayiklu?
You have to take on behalf, and you have to make a Kenyan on behalf.
I'm saying that becomes as if you took it? Meaning like if there's...
Yeah, you are a part of it. You can appoint one Shliach that now you did a Kenyan with, and you all become a group part of that carbon. So then the Gemara says, and I'll prove it to you. You see, everybody said, when you grow up, Mitzvah Shem, you're going to realize that there are going to be those late mornings. You're trying to get the kids out the carpool. You're trying to make an appointment. And everyone's just sluggish. Everyone's moving very slowly. So what do you have to do? So you have to say, first one in the car gets
a prize,
a treat. Get something special, right? That's the way you start moving things along. Then you see, they'll be in the boat in a second. Be in the car in a second. Yeah, first one in gets the tree. Well, that's it. So the marker for that is that this Gemara Nadan. So Gemara says the father wanted to galvanize, wanted to move, get things shaken and the kids moving. The first one up into Yerushalayim. Came at Shehichnis Risha Rosha Verubo, Zacha Bechalku, Mazaki Asecha Ve'im. So the first one who gets there, he's the one who's included on the carbon. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? But the carbon was shechted already. The Amrit Selebai is the Oraisa. And if you say that what included in the Chiyuv of carbon Pesach is to what? Is to include my children, that they're also registered on the carbon. You with me? Al Bisra Koy Umezakilu? The Gemara says, it's already meat. You already shechted the carbon. You can't do a Schia. Moshe, if you ask me to join my chabura on my carbon, and we already shechted it on Yudalit, and you come, Rabbi, I totally forgot, I was in the middle of a midterm of studying, I can't, can you be added to your carbon? I'm sorry, Moshe, it's too late. I already shechted the carbon. I'll bisser koi. It's right now busser. You can't register now to my carbon. So how is it that this guy tells his children, you're going to be included in my carbon Pesach? The answer is, Selebei Savos, Lav D'Orais, so they were never mechuyev in the first place. So he was just playing a game with them. He's just trying to be mizaris them, and they didn't mean it literally. So that's the end of the Gemara in Nedar. Celebrate of love the Raisa. Don't think that it's inclusive of the children. So everybody said this opens up a new issue that all the Rishonim are bothered by. If it's true that the children are not included, Celebes Avos Lav D'Oraisa, and we don't read the Pasuk like we originally assumed. So if that's the case, so what are we feeding the kids? Leil HaSeder. Rabbi say, do I have to make two dinners? Leil HaSeder. You see, if you come to my house, Leil HaSeder, and you are not registered in my Korban Pesach, guess what? It is usur for you to eat from my carbon Pesach. The Michsas Nefashas Tachos, you have to now create a chelek and be part of my chabur and do a kinyan, and it's forbidden for you to eat a carbon Pesach that you did not have a chelek in and did not partake in. So what exactly do I feed my children? So now you tell me, what's the problem? Maybe they're chinuch, maybe they're not even chinuch. What's the issue? I'll tell you the issue. The Rosh Hashanah Master Kasha right now. Look in source number 5. Taisus and Sachin, Taisus and Nedarim asked the following question. Yavi Adam Pesach Chavir Shkein Adam Mevi Carbon Al Banov Shen Ktanim Al Reb Zeir Sila Beis Avos Lav Doraisa Kolomer Diktanim Ein Srichen Limnos Dim Ochum Et HaPesach Lo Havi Kenecho Shalolam Nuyov The Loi. So Taisus is bothered by this question. Rabbi said, you have to realize, we've spoken about it, we've mentioned it, I think, in years past, there is an Isser D'Oraisa called Lo Sachilu. Even if someone is under the age of Bar Mitzvah, even if a child is not even an age of Chinuch, for me to feed McDonald's, non-kosher, Nevela, According to the Pesach of Shulchan Aruch, it's machlokes Rishonim between the Rashba and the Rambam, but Lalochu we paskin, even Asurim Dirabonim cannot be fed to children. This whole notion of, oh, he's only a katan, let him turn on the light, right? That's a mistake, okay? You cannot facilitate Isurim to children, okay? You cannot facilitate that at all, and for sure you can't be the cause of that. Lo sachil osam, you should not feed them any Isurim. If that's the case, right, there were some opinions, the Torah was of the opinion, that it's only applicable to where the Torah said it explicitly. What were the cases that the Torah said explicitly that you can't facilitate prohibitions? So one is Tumas Kehanim in Up and Coming, Parshas Emor, Emor Vamarta Lahazir Gdelo Malachtanim. If your child is a Kohen, you have to make sure, even if he's a child, that he doesn't play football in a cemetery, to make sure of that. Another place is Shrutzim, when it comes to bugs in the vegetables. You cannot feed Shrutzim to Kehanim. And the third place, anyone know, is dam. You're not allowed to feed dam to those children. So the Torah was of the opinion that the Torah said where it said, and it doesn't apply to other Isurim. But we don't pass like that. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, we pass in all Isurim, and I'm telling you even a further debate whether or not it even applies to the Rabbanans. But all Isurim for sure, in Torah, we apply this Isur, this issue of lo sachilim, of not facilitating and not feeding Isurim Tiktanim, and that's something that people should be very makbid about. And Ad Kedekach, some sefer has tshuvas about this idea of being metamtem as a leiv. You could actually affect the future of the child. Everyone knows these stories from Rav Avadi Yosef about these children that turned out that when they were a young age they were eating non-kosher and it was affected by the children. Timtum aleiv, but without timtum aleiv, everybody says just usher and shulchan aruch, it's a big problem. So the Rishonim are all bothered. So if celibates avos lav derais, if they're not included on the carbon, and for an adult, it's usher for you to eat a carbon pesach if you're not registered in that carbon. So now we have a problem. So my wife better make, some other dinner that night for the kids. There's got to be kids' menu, right? This is where all the programs get it from. There's kids' menu, and then there's the adults' menu. Why? The Rishonim say, all the owners of the program say, we need kids' menu. Good. Sure. So the Rishonim all answer this kasha. We're going to answer this kasha. The Rishonim all answer this kasha, but the question is how they answer this kasha. So the Tosfos in Nedarim says a following chat. Tosfos says not a kasha. He says you misunderstood the iser. Fancy answer. He says, what's the iser? He says a person who has the capability of fulfilling b'michtas nefashos tachos, so that you now should be registered part of chabura and have a kinyan in your carbon pesach. To such a person, the Torah now built in a prohibition to eat it shaloi l'menuyev, to eat it without registering. Mashma what? If someone never had the chiyuv to begin with, the iser never applies to them. So then there's no issue of lois achilim when it comes to carbon pesach. That's what Tosfos says in Darim. Let's see, in the bold face. Deloyas rachmana elah hanu deisnu b'mitzas tachoisu, aval oisem deloy shayich buhu leimayri midi dahav anoshim derishus. That wasn't who the Torah was talking to. So the Isser is built in the Chiyuv. It's like one, it's one mahalach, it's one chain. Those who have the Chiyuv to be Mamana, right, G'daylim, they have the Isser to eat it, Shalai L'menuyev. It's all one, it's one slide, one mahalach. Tosfos in Psochin, commenting on a similar Gemara. Let's see the Gemara. The Gemara is in source number 3. Gemara is discussing a little bit of a different issue. Gemara is discussing what happens if you have a child, Nebuch, who's an orphan, a yasel, and he doesn't have a father who's shechting the carbon pesach on his behalf, but he has a legal, he has what's tantamount to a father. He is what's called a legal guardian in halacha. How do you refer to a legal guardian in halacha? An apotropos. An apotropos is the person who's obligated, who's mechanechim, who takes care of him, who deals with his financial issues, like the Gemaras in Gittin and all the Gemaras discuss. Those are the apotropos. So what happens if you have a situation, the Gemara says, that you had a complicated child, and Bezdin appointed 2 apotropos into this child. And both of them, the Mishnah and Psachim was discussing, happened to have shechted the Pesach for this child. So now the Gemara, the Mishnah, is stuck with it. So whose Pesach does he eat? Does he eat this apotropos? Does he eat that apotropos? So the Mishnah says, Oichol l'misha yirtzeh. He can eat with whatever he wants. That's the Gemara's, that's the context of this mission.
Multiple
apotropos, right. So the Gemara says, Shmas mina, yesh breira. What is the halacha brera, Rabbi Yisai? The Gemara tells us we're not allowed to reveal things halachically in a retroactive form. Right? Lamashal, let me give you an example the Gemara in Gittin discusses. I'm going to write a get to the girl named Rachel. Happens to be I'm married to a few different Rachels, but I have a few different wives. Right? And I'm going to decide later which Rachel I'm going to decide depending on the fight that I get in. We got to get that I have with her that day. Right? Right? Gemara talks about such as a Rachel Basleh, whatever. Right? Such a girl, right? So Gemara says that's an invalid get. Why? Because at the time of the formation of the get, at the time of the signing of the get, it wasn't clear who this get was for. And now when you give it, you're being mevarer lemafreya retroactively to who that get is for. That's a violation of brera. At least by biblical concepts, we paskin, ain't brera. You're not allowed to be mevarer retroactively. That's a shas, so you're a b'isai, found throughout shas all over the place. Gittin, Babasar, Babakam, all in the dark, all sugyas, this concept of brera. Erevit, concept of brera. So Gemara says, so this is a violation of brera, Marim Sachin. You're now going to tell me retroactively that what? That was the Korban Pesach that he was registered for? This child, once he decides that he wants to be with that apotropos because he's in the mood to hang out with him at that night? That's Lamafreya. The Shechita happened on Yudalit. Shechita happened there of Pesach. You can't reveal that Lamafreya retroactively. You with me, Isaac?
Yeah.
Says the Gemara, what's the problem? This is not a violation of Yesh Brera on a Duraisakin concept. Says the Gemara, who's our lucky guy? Reb Zeira. I'm Reb Zeira. Selabayis mikomoko. Selabayis mikomoko. No, the Torah says selabayis mikomoko, that it includes anyone, and therefore you're okay. So we're allowed to be lenient. Now, Reb Yisai, I point out to you right now, which we're going to see in a second, the terminology of Reb Zeira in Psachim and the terminology of Reb Zeira in Nedarim is not the same. Halodavar. But Tosfos in Psachim says, don't be fooled. It's the same Reb Zeira, it's the same Shtikl Torah, and it's the same idea. Meaning when the Gemara asked the question, Shma Mino Yesh Brera, Tosfos was saying that the Gemara asked, a child needs to be registered to a Korban Pesach. No? So how are you doing this retroactively, only finding out later? Isn't that a violation of Ein Brera on a level of the Araisa? To which the Gemara answers, according to Tosfos, let's see the first line in source number 4. Sela bayis mikomakom zok Tosfos, perish mishum de sela bayis live da raisa. Bahachi islay, this is our old buddy. Bahachi islay le Reb Zeira, per game ben amudar, meseches nedarim. This is Reb Zeira talking. Reb Zeira is of the opinion that what? Sela bayis avas live da raisa. If sela bayis avas live da raisa, then what? Your whole assumption is wrong. You assume that the child has to be registered, but not Torah. Reb Zeira comes and tells you that what? So then the problem is resolved. Okay. That's what Tosfos thinks. It's the same Reb Zeira, it's the same Var. Interesting. We'll come back to that idea. But Tosfos says, but not so fast. But I have to deal with the Rishonim's Kasha. What are we serving for dinner that night? Lamaisa, if he's not registered, it's going to be usher. We got to make another dinner. We got to make a kid's menu. We got to have an early dinner at 6 o'clock before everyone comes to Leila Seder. Then Toimar, Veheach Maichel Pesach Shaloy Lemenuyov, Nihid the Kotan Eichel Nevelis Ein Bez the Mitzvah Lafrishal, Lesapos Liabayadayim Usher, Kedahomer Beperim Perish. You can't feed it to Isurim to him. That's the Isur of Loisachilim. Listen to what Tosfos and Psachim says, something unbelievable. Va'oimeri, the hosom mat yalfinon miloy sachile, loy osser eladumya deshrotzim of nevelis. No, that's when it comes to real bona fide surim like nevelis and shrotzim. Avoki hai gavna, the ikachinach mitzvah shar. So, interesting, he doesn't say the same thing, but what does he say? I have more kashas, Yosef. Not only that he's not consistent to what he said in the Nedarim, what in the world does he say? He says, the reason why this is not an issue of Sfiyah B'Yadayim of feeding Yisurim to children is because it's not similar to Shratzim and Nevelis, because over here there's what?
Chinuch.
What? Isn't Chinuch rabbinic? Doesn't Chinuch make the child Chayav Midrabanan? How does that remove an Isser Midoraisa? On a level of biblically, this is an Isser Daraisa. You think, not like you said in Tosfos and Nedarim, you think that there's a real bona fide issue here. There's a real Isser over here. So if so, how do you resolve that? Chinuch. So the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah quotes this Taisus, and he says a fascinating chiddush. He says, you know what? No, anytime you have a stira between an iser and chinuch, chinuch wins. And he says, he's talking about the issue, are you allowed to blow a shofar on Rosh Hashanah? Shalom b'tar tzibur, shalom l'tar tzchiv. You're talking about what? Can I blow a shofar? I had the shalom this year. Can I blow a special set of koilos just for the ketanim?
You mean the bracha?
Just for the ketanim. Just for the ketanim. Can I blow the shofar just for the ketanim? So there is an iser for you to blow a shofar on Shabbos and on Yontif. Shaloi l'tzarech mitzvah, Kalev. That just answered your question. For me to pick up a shofar and blow a shofar, the Gemara says it's awesome. So now, frekta Magen Avraham, so how do I blow for ketanim? They don't have a chiyuv. So says the Magen Avraham, he writes like this, in the end of Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, he says, when you have an issue of chinuch up against the isurim lois achilim, chinuch wins. The Chassam Sofer there on that Magen Avraham thinks that he missed the boat in understanding this Taisus. And the Chassam Sofer is mechaben to something that both the Midchas Chinuch comes up with, the Turei Evin and Maseches Chagiga and Davov, and the Oineg Yontif all come up with the same Mahal, Rabbi Yisai. They have a different pshat in our Taisus. Listen to what Taisus is saying. Taisus is not saying that you have two tzadim like the Magen Avraham was saying. Any time that you have a clash between a tzorech for chinuch and a tzorech and an iser of lois sachilim, chinuch wins. Because how does that work? What are the mechanics of that? Rather, Taisus is saying something totally different. Listen to what the Turei Evin says. We paskin that in order for a child to be mekayim the mitzvah of chinuch, he has to use and do the mitzvah in a halachic way. Meaning, for instance, the whole concept of chinuch says, I'm sorry to remove all your assumptions, everybody say. The whole concept of chinuch sets, we learned last year, is wrong. We said, we passed the mishmur passed, you gotta get a kosher set. Okay, you might not need the hiddush of a hiddush, you might not have to spend $300 on your kid's set. That you wanna work on mahadra could be for you. But the fact that it's kosher, that you have to know for chinuch sets, you have to buy him a kosher. To be the kind of mitzvah of chinuch has to be kosher. So Frekat Turei Evin, a bomb kasher, everybody say, I saw this kasher, I said, how come I never thought of this? This is an unbelievable kasher. To Revin Maseches Chagiga asked the following question. We paskin when it comes to mitzvahs d'oraisa that there's a halacha called mitzvahs tzrichas kavanah. Right? If you eat matzah, Leila Seder, I hate to break it, and you don't have kavanah, sorry, you're not yotze. Mitzvahs tzrichas kavanah when it comes to mitzvahs d'oraisa. Okay? So ask the Turei Evin, so how do you ever mekayim mitzvahs chinuch for a katan who's a lav bar kavanah? Okay, good. That would answer that question. That was last. You were with us last year, right? That was last year. Okay, the Ramban and Rashi, good, excellent. But the Turei Evin wants to know this kasha. So how do you mekayim mitzvahs chinuch? Listen to what the Turei Evin says. And to this, all the gedolei achronim learn pshat and tosfos. It's not that the tzorich of chinuch is offsetting lois achilah. It's the following: chinuch is now telling you you fulfill this mitzvah in the way that you can, with the exception of any pgam and any blemish and any chisaron, that is what? Machmas the ketanah shibah. By definition, the fact that we're being mechanech a katan, we're obviously not concerned about what? About chisronos and things that the mitzvah is lacking because he's a minor and he's a child. So if you're telling me the only thing missing in this mitzvah is what? The fact that he's not mechaven, so obviously he could be mechaven chinuch even though he's not mechaven, because that's what chinuch is. It's assuming it for children. So obviously any blemishes, any issues, any chesronos, anything lacking because of him being a child is not going to be a chisar. That's what Taisus was saying over here, says the Chassam Sofer. He wasn't saying a yisoy that there's never lois achilin when it comes to chinuch. So if I could paint the case, Rabbi, I have to feed my child non-kosher because it's for his chinuch purposes. Come on. That's not what Taisus meant. Taisus meant, why is this Sviya B'yadai? Why is this Lois Achilah? Why is there an impediment here? Why is there an issue here? Because a katan can't what? A katan can't make a kin. A katan can't latch on. A katan is problematic. He has something lacking in the world of what? Minoy, appointing oneself and registering oneself to what? To a carbon pesach. If the only chisaron is what? Is machmas his what? His ktanus. So toisis, there's not going to be lois achilah. It was built in within Korban Pesach, a yisoid of chinuch, that obviously you see that this is not tzvi'a b'yadayim on a level d'orais. Anything that is now only going to be usur because he's a katan, that the Torah never called tzvi'a b'yadayim. And don't extend this svara, says the Chassam Sofer, outside into Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, into other areas of halacha, to now just resolve conflicts. That's not what the Torah meant. The Torah meant when there's a chisaron, exactly like the Turi Eben said, when it's a katan dikah chisaron, then that chisaron doesn't exist, and that's not a violation of Sviya B'yadayim. So far, we have two answers of the Rishonim, how to deal with this issue of what do we feed our children, Leila Seder. If Rav Zeir is telling us, celibate self is labda araisa, they're not registered in the karma, so how can we actually feed it? If it's also to feed someone, my neighbor Sofer comes over, he wants to be part of my karma, I say, I'm sorry, you came too late, you didn't register. So what about my children? So the answer is, either the Isser never existed in the first place, because of what? Because the Isser was only addressed to people who were chayev in registering. Or this is not a violation of Leis Achilim because it's Machmas Akatan and Chinuch is a Raya that's a resolution, that resolves this issue and it doesn't create an issue of Sviya V'Yadayim, similar to Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana. Or you have a third answer that I don't have a man of Merimarim comes. Says the Rashmi Shantz, one of the Rishonim, commenting on his parish in Teres Kaihanim, the Rashmi Shantz is very simple. A big Yisoid. Says the Rashmi Shantz, Sviya V'Yadayim, the Isser of Leis Achilim, only applies to Leis Asi. Only applies to Isurim, maybe an Isur essay. But what's this halacha of being the man of yourself to a Korban Pesach? Says the Rashmi Shantz, a chiddush. It's not an Isur. It's a what? It's a positive commandment. It's a mitzvah essay. You have a positive commandment to register yourself to the Korban Pesach. So therefore what? So the Isur of Sviya B'yadayim doesn't apply to nullifying positive commandments, the bittul mitzvah essay. Very simple answer. You're right, there is an issue over here. There is a problem. The kid's not registered. Why is he allowed to eat? Because Sviya B'yadayim doesn't apply to positive commandments. This is part of the mitzvah of Achilus Karban Pesach, and he's not part of that positive commandment, and the whole chiyuv, to be mamani yourself, is a part of positive commandments, a mitzvah sesei. And there's no Sviya B'yadayim when it comes to mitzvah sesei. This idea of the Rashmi Shantz is quoted la'aloch in the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Kiddush Leil Shabbos. Magen Avraham asked the following question. Why are those practices, those shuls that have Kiddush Friday night in the shul, why are you allowed to feed Kiddush to your children? You're now facilitating, you're over Lo Sachilim, Frekta Magen Avraham, that now your child is going to be drinking Kiddush Shaloi B'Makom Sudo. He's going to be drinking Friday night in the shul, Shaloi B'Makom Sudo. So very nice, you want to make the kids involved, you just violated an Isser. Lo Sachilim, why are you giving it to your child? You're one of those guys that says, halacha doesn't apply to children. You turn on the light. No, that's wrong. That's Lois Achilim. Says the Magen Avraham, why are you allowed to do that? Zok the Magen Avraham, no, Lois Achilim doesn't apply to positive commandments. Exactly like this Rashmi Shantz. Doesn't apply to Mitzvah's essay, Kiddush. Doesn't apply to Lois Achilim, to Mitzvah's essay. The problem is this Magen Avraham is Seisir himself. He contradicts himself in Hilchos Sukkah. Magen Avraham says you shouldn't feed a child outside of a Sukkah because there would be Sviya B'yadayim. So it sounds like there is an issue of Sviya B'yadayim when it comes to mitzvahs. Not for now, that's for Sukkot. We have to talk about that Magen Avraham, the steer in the Magen Avraham. So far, what do we have? Rabbi said we have three options of how to deal with this issue. Celibate self is lav d'oraisa. The child is not registered to the Korban Pesach. So what am I feeding him? And I have to cook up a new dinner? Do I have to make sure to cook up a second menu? Zok to reshine him? No, you can feed them Korban Pesach even though they're not registered in the Korban. Moreover, Rabbi said, we go now into the second stage of the shir. Okay, can I go right there?
I mean, it relates to this half broadcast.
Okay, fine. Zok the Rambam, I think according to the Rambam, Rabbi Yisai, according to the analysis that we're going to get into the Rambam, we have to learn to analyze the Rambam, I think there's a possible Enuma Halach in this entire sukkah. The Rambam says the following. In Perek Hei of Hilchos Karban Pesach, Gershon is Gayer ben Pesach Rishon le Pesach Sheni, which is a fascinating sugya on its own, which I spoke to you guys about in Seder. But there is a debate in the monks of the Gemara what the nature of Pesach Sheni is, which we could talk more in Mirtz Hashem on Ir Yudalat Ir if we're getting together. Speak to Sofer. But Yudalat Ir Pesach Sheni, what's the nature of Pesach Sheni? Is it Tashlumin? Is it a makeup? Is it a Chiyuv B'tnei Atzmo? What's the Nafkamina? Nafkamina is what happens if you were Megayer during Sviyas or Omer, between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, do you have to bring a Pesach Sheni? Interesting machlokes tanoim in the Gemara Pesach. But it's not only a machvigina for converts and just those yotzei min haklal. It's an afkamina for any child that's going to be bar mitzvah during the next few weeks. What's the halacha? Does the child have to bring a korban Pesach sheni? Katan sheniskal, he wasn't chayiv in Pesach Rishon, does he have to bring a Pesach sheni? Zok the Rambam, Gershon is gayiv in Pesach Rishon, l'sheni v'chein katan sheyigdol v'shnei ha-psochim, chayiv in lasu is Pesach sheni, the Rambam paskin z'chiyav v'fnei atzmo, you have to bring a Pesach sheni. So this child, anyone who's invited to bar mitzvahs during the first sphere, anyone who you know is going to be bar mitzvah, well, should know that they have to bring a Pesach sheni, mir l'shem haba bekarov, and we're going to have made b'zeichet to bring a Pesach Rishon. I don't have the ability to bring Tahar anymore, but we'll still rely on Tumah Hochib and Sibor. So we'll bring the Pesach Rishon. Chayav and Lasa is Pesach Sheni. But then the Rambam says something startlingly. Bimshachtu alav berishon potter. But if the father shechted on his behalf, maybe it's potter for making a Pesach Sheni. Correct the Kesef Mishnah. What? He's not Chayav in Pesach Rishon. He's chayev than Pesach Sheni. Yet if you shechted the Pesach Rishon for him, he's yotz. Ah, you'll tell me the Rambam paskins celebes avos d'oraisa. It's not true. The Rambam doesn't paskin celebes avos d'oraisa. And guess what? The Rambam paskins that if a mafresh a korban Pesach on behalf of Moshe without asking him, guess what? He's not yotz. A mafresh, it has to be midaito. Ram Paskin celebes Elvis, labda oraisa. Don't learn from that. So why is it that if I shechted on his behalf, he's yoytze, and he doesn't have to bring, he's not going to have to bring Pesach Sheni. Frekta kesef mishneh, why is it any different than the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, if it's Leil HaSeder, the Gemara says, itim cholim, itim shoyte, guy who's losing his mind, he's becoming deranged in the middle of Leil HaSeder, and there are times that he's bona fide la'alocha, he's really registered as a what? As a deranged individual. He's a shaita, potter, and mitzis. So the Gemara says if you eat the Pesach during a time, during a shah, that you were a shaita, you got to eat the matzah again, I'm sorry. You can't be yotze with what you were eating when you were potter for mitzis. Eat them shata, eat them chalem, eat them chalem, eat them shaita, right? You got to eat it again. You got to eat it when you were a bar chiyuv and mitzis. You got to do it again. So then also over here, if a child's a katan and he does the mitzvah when he's a katan, just like by matzah, you're not yoytzen when you did the mitzvah shaloi b'teres chiyuv, so too when it comes to Korban Pesach. If you shechted the Korban Pesach on your behalf, shaloi b'teres chiyuv, when you were not mechuyuv, so you shouldn't be yoytzen. That's the kasha, the kesef mishnah, bam kasha. The Rambam's against the Gemara. Can I be yoytzen mitzvahs when I was a potter, or can I not? Doesn't the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Chav Ches tell me I cannot be yoytzen mitzvahs when I am potter? Dr. Reb Chaim, Amar Yudik Ashtik. Let's read the beginning of Reb Chaim, and then I'll develop outside the Yisoy that he explains, and he reintroduces us to a new mahalach in understanding Korban Pesach, Legabikta. Vashe yiro eloi mar bidas harambam, dishani Pesach mimatz, the Pesach, milvad mitzvahs ha-Pesach she'olov, hoyoish b'ze oidin ha-krovas ha-korban. Mashu korbono v'korov avuro v'oilolo. Says Reb Chaim, when you approach Korban Pesach, there's a duality. There's a chayvas hagavra, there's a mitzvah like every other mitzvah of mitzvahs matzah and mitzvahs tefillin, a chayvas hagavra, the individual's obligation, and then there's what? There's the chefta of the korban. There's the entity of the korban that could relate to an individual even that doesn't have the chovas agav. The korban is hukrov on certain people. Zok Reb Chaim, kekol korbanos shekreivim va'olim lebalim. Ubechir shayte v'katan, people who are potter from mitzvahs, halo lo matzinu rak de'enim b'nei mitzvahs. All we find by these individuals that they're exempt from obligations, from the tzivuyim. Mishum de'la b'nei chiyu v'va'azarninu, because they're not obligated in mitzvahs yet. They're not bar mitzvah, they're not chayiv, they're not bar das. But that doesn't mean that halacha doesn't relate to them. That doesn't mean that laws don't apply to them. They could still be registered to the korban even though, and they relate to that reality of the chetz of korban, the korban shavo, even though them b'toyres gavra don't have an obligation in the mitzvah. Upischam korav aleihem, the pesach could be brought on their behalf. Va'oyla lehem l'shem pesach, and it works for the purposes of pesach. Kikola korbanu shaleihem lebaleihem, that just like it works for everyone else, that you're registered to my korban. Just what? Let's skip a line. Hari lehedi the chala korban din minu yibaylim shal pesach. The chen tanya hotzam adam sheichen es pischo al yidei bno obitra aktanich. Hayinu mishum di bidin akrobas hakorban lo hivku. So says the Rambam, yeah, these guys are not obligated at the time that they brought. But that doesn't mean that they can't be registered to the korban. The korban can be brought on their behalf. They're just not having this additional element that they're obligated in the mitzvahs. So says Reb Chaim, I want you to relearn the entire sugya that we've learned up until now. The Gemara in Pesachim says, can I be mafresh a korban for my adult neighbor, for Moshe, without his knowledge? So says the Gemara, of course you can. You could be mafresh a korban Pesach on behalf of your children. To that the Gemara answered what? Celebes avos lav d'orais. So Tosis assumed what? Celebes avos lav d'orais, that means what? Just like he says in the Darim, he says in Pesachim, he says, this is Rabbi Zeira, that says, ignore children when you think about Korban Pesach. That's not what the Gemara meant, says Reb Chaim, Lefidas HaRambam. Children are still relevant in the world of Korban Pesach. They're just not technically obligated with the Chayvas HaGavra in the world of Korban Pesach. So what did the Gemara mean? The Gemara meant, don't use children as a paradigm and as an example for your chaver who is an adult. Why? Why can't I compare the two? Because the adult has two elements. He's a bar chiyuva, he's a bnei mitzvah, and he needs to register to the karma. A child doesn't have that additional chiyuv, says Reb Chaim. He's not a bar chiyuva, he's just a bar karma. He could be registered. So the fact that I can register him is not going to now be a source to now register other people. Shaloi midaita. Says Reb Chaim, if you're a bar chiyuva, if you're taking care of an obligation, it has to be midas. It has to be midas. It has to be with the knowledge of the ben chiyuv. Says Reb Chaim, that's the answer to the Gemara Nedarim. When the Gemara Nedarim was saying, ah, this apotropos shechtin, and another apotropos shechtin, and the Gemara asked, ah, it's breira. Gemara never said Sela Beisavas Labdor Raisa like Taisa says. It's the same Reb Zeira. The Gemara said a drasha. Listen to what Reb Chaim says. It's beautiful. Go back to the Gemara. What did the Gemara say? The Gemara in Pesachim. Yosom Sheshachtu Olav Apotropsim. Shvam Bino Yesh Brei. You see, you can go retroactive. Two Apotropsim Shechted him. Reb Zeira, Sela Bayis Mikol Makom. Rashi says on that Gemara, Sela Bayis Mikol Makom. Not like Tyson says in source number 4. Tyson says in source number 4, this is the same Reb Zeira that said what? Celebes avos lav d'oraisa. Which basically is translated to mean the way we assumed in the beginning of the shir to mean what? Ignore children when it comes to Pesach. It's not relevant. Celebes avos lav d'oraisa. It's junk. They're not connected to the carbon. They're not obligated. They're, you don't have to consider them. Celebes bicomical. Rashi doesn't say that. Look under the source number 3 after the Gemara, the second paragraph. Not, that's what you were asking. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, Ish ba'al abayis ikhenu l'chol b'nei deso, they ain't sorach daito. All the Gemara was saying is what? I don't need their das. But what am I doing, midoraisa? I'm registering them without their das. Why? Why is it that when it comes to your chaver and your adult, you need his das? And when it comes to them, you don't need their das? The answer is because my chaver's a b'nei chiyu. He needs das. So to be mafresh, a bar chiyuva, a korban, I mean, is das. Children are not ignored like Tosfos said. Children are not applicable to the korban. They're just not bnei chiyuva. If so, the father can register them without asking about their das, because he can't get their das, because they have no halachic das. Says Reb Chaim, that's the answer to the Kesef Mishnah's kasha. You're right. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah, when it talks about a mitzvah's matzah, all there is to the mitzvah is one question. Are you in or are you out? Are you a ben chiyuv? Are you bar mitzvah? Or are you not bar mitzvah? So if you're eating it at the time that you're not a bar chiyuv, that you're not a bar mitzvah, sorry, got to do it again. Eat the matzah again. Masha'enken, Karban Pesach, which has this other element. Ooh, even if you hold celibate, all that means is they're not mechuyev, they're not obligated. But that doesn't mean that they can't be connected. It doesn't mean that they can't be registered. Says Reb Chaim, according to the Ramban, if you actually shechted and registered your son on the Korban Pesach, guess what? You pottered him from his chiv because a korban was brought on his behalf. Pesach Sheni, if he becomes a gadol, he does not have to bring it. Niru lefiani has daiti, Rabbi Isai. According to this Reb Chaim, according to Das Rambam, what's the answer to the kasha of Rishonim? How am I allowed to feed my ktanim dinner Leila Seder? The answer is not like what? Like the Rashmi Shans, it's only a mitzvah sesi. Not like Tosis, it's because of chinuch, it's not an impediment, Sviyav Yadav doesn't apply. Not like Tosis in the Dorim, it's because of what? It's because of what? It's because that the Isser was only applied to people that were obligated in the chiyuv. No, it's because there is no Isser. He's part of the carbon. He is Mamuneh. Reb Chaim gave us a new teretz, although he didn't say it explicitly. That's the Yisoy. And Marib Rabbeis, I have more eyes for Reb Chaim. What does the Rambam tell us? Look at the top of, right before source number 7, the end of source number 6, in the top of the second page. Hakoton, the Rambam tells us, Ein nilas havodov utfila shevchosov me'akvos o'milone me'limonos ala pesach. Shenemar b'chol eved ish lohitzia sakon. Rambam says, by the way, you should know, when it comes to adults, not only do I have to be circumcised, every slave that I own, every shivcha that I own, has to be toivled, has to have a bris milah. Says the Rambam, by the way, you should know, it's not ma'akev for the katan when he eats the Karban Pesach, that his slaves that he might own, what? That he got Yerusha, let's say, right? That they're not circumcised. If I view like Tosfos, celibate self is lav d'oraisa, a katan has no shaychus to Karban Pesach, you need a halacha like this? No, the Rambam held they were connected to Karban Pesach. And I need the drasha to tell me that the same restrictions and same rules don't apply to the katan as they do to a gadol. Moreover, Rabbi say, look at Tosfos. Source number 12. Tosfos in Psochem adaf tzadi alef amabiz. The Gemara in Psochem has a moiridik of Gemara. I saw this Gemara the first time. I fell off my chair. I couldn't understand this Gemara at all. The Gemara says, Ish v'loy katan. Ish v'loy katan that what? An ish that doesn't bring a Karban Pesach. Leila Seder gets kares. A katan that doesn't bring a Pesach doesn't get kares. Interesting Gemara, Rabbi Isai. What in the world is the Gemara talking about? A katan doesn't get kares? Of course a katan doesn't get kares. A katan is a lot of our own shit. A katan doesn't ever get punished. Fractisis, Tema! Tema! Taisim Tzoch Tzadi Alpha on the base. Amai Yitzrich. Teichon Matzino Shechayim Katan Mitzvies. What are you in the pasuk for? Kotz da chayv in mitzvahs. Taisus says, I found an answer. Yeshloimer mi de itzrich le kotan shehigdil ben shnei apsochim. Tisalka dait that the chayv lasses pesach sheni, and he'd be chayv kares for not bringing the pesach sheni. Taisus says, what happens if you have a kotan that grew up? I found a case that maybe you can say that he'd be chayv kares. Whatever Rabbi said, the feeder of chayv lefishitas harambam, it's not true. It's only Taisus l'shitaso that held what? Celibate Sovis Labda Oraisa means what? Garnished! They're not connected at all, ignore them! And therefore they're stuck with a kasha. So how taka do we feed them? So what are we going to actually serve Leila Seder? What's going to be the issue with Sviya Biyadayim? And all of the Rishonim have to give technical answers, loopholes. We figured out ways to absolve of the issue of what? Sviya Biyadayim. Reb Chaim says they are Karban Pesach Dik. They're not Bnei Chiyuva. They can't be the Raya for another person that's a Ben Chiyuv. Oh, but they're Korban Pesach, they're Shayach. They're registered. So Memele, because they have Shayach to Korban Pesach, maybe you even thought that there would be a Karis element to it. Kamashmo an Ish v'loi Kotel. So the Reb Chaim L'Chaira would answer Tosfos Kash. Rabbi Isai, two more Mekoiros that I wanted to introduce to you, and then we can finish up with you. Shita Megubetzes, in source number 9, answers this question in an entirely different way. Shita Megubetzes takes the assumption, not like Reb Chaim, not like the Rambam, like the other Rishonim, Celibate Sabbath Lav D'Oraisa, and guess what? We have a problem over here. We got to figure out a solution. What's our problem? What are we feeding our children Leil HaSeder? What are they going to eat? They're not registered. It's usher to eat from the Karban Pesach if you're not registered. So all the other Rishonim had different answers. Rashi Shantz had Mitzvah's essay. So Yerbi Adayim doesn't apply to Mitzvah's essay. Tosis and Sachim and Tosis and Adarim have loopholes within the Mitzvah or because of Chinuch. So comes along the Shittim Kubetzis and says a entirely different answer. He says something very simple, Rabbi Yisai, but I think in his simplicity, it's something very deep for our approach to Leila Seder and the Shir that we're discussing. Listen to what Tosis says. The Shittim Kubetzis says. Shita Mekubetzes and Nedarim dealing with the same kasha. Skip to the third line. Elohod Amar Achmona Sela Beislav Doraisa Shiyochlu Akdanim Mipesach Aviyim. The Afal Gav De Lav Bnei Anonin Rabbi Say. Any Afal Gav is what? Is an implied what?
Question.
So Tzviya Biadayim Achli. Why they're allowed to eat? Why? What's the next two words, Rabbi Say? The Gzeiras Hakosavi. Lahachol Pesach Shaloi Limnuyev Dibnei Beisa. Dichsiv Selabais. What's happening here? Shittim Kubetzis, once again, is telling us, yes, Selabais Avos might be Labda Orais. They might not be registered, and he's taking it further than Reb Chaim. They're not registered at all to the cardinal. But you know what? Don't ignore, even according to the Manda Amr, Selabais Avos Labda Oraisa, don't ignore that the Torah said, Set labais. The Torah referred to the children when it came to dinner that night. And therefore, there's a Xeris HaKos. McDonald's, Nivellus, pig, non-kosher fish, all of those, Aser to feed to your planet. Lois Sachilin. There's one exception to the rule. There's one Xeris HaKos. What is it? Carbon Pesach. Chidish. The Rebbeinu Shalom, when he was mitzaveh korban Pesach, he said, make sure your children eat the korban. Why? Where did this come from? Rabbi Yisai, we're being introduced to a new mahalach right now. That is Xeris HaKos. But Rabbi Yisai, I want to take it one back one step. What's pshat in Reb Chaim? What's pshat in that korban Pesach is a different mitzvah than every other mitzvah? Than the mitzvah of matzah. The mitzvah over here has a second dimension, what? To include Ktanim. As a chefza of a korban that now Ktanim can relate to, and even if you hold celibate, they're still manu yala korban. What is it over here, Rabbi Yisai? A shita that's saying Agzeres HaKosov, that children should eat the korban and are allowed to eat the korban, and the regular Yisurim don't apply of Svi Abiyadayim. Reb Chaim that's inventing a new dimension to the mitzvah of korban Pesach to latch on to the korban, even though they're not bnei chiyuv, and every other mitzvah is just what? Are you b'chuyuv or not? Why is the Rabbeinu Shalom doing this? And I ask one final question, and this is based on the sugya in Maseches Kiddushin Adav Membeis Amud Aleph. I'm going to say it outside, and a comment of the Tosfos in Gittin Adav Samach Dalet Amud Beis. There is a sugya about kinyonim for ketanim. We always assume that a katan can't make a kinyon on a level d'oraisa or b'sa. But there was one opinion in the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, that held that ketanim could be zeiche, could acquire things even on a biblical level. Like his Rabbi Yehuda or b'sa. So they asked Rabbi Yehuda, really? Ketanim could be zeiche on a level d'oraisa? So why is it that the pasuk says, when it comes to Karban Pesach, ish zeiche ve'ein katan zeiche? That when you're mamaneh, the shliach, to now get the korban Pesach on your behalf, make sure that the shliach, the person that's going to get the korban Pesach on your behalf, make sure he's a what? Make sure he's an adult, and make sure that he's not a what? A kot. So Tosfos in Gittin, in source number 11, asked the kasha, ooh, Rabbi Yehuda, do you really think that ketanim are bnei shliach? You have a problem with the drasha on Kiddushin Membeis Amud Aleph. Second to last line in source number 11, v'im toimer tik shleil Rabbi Yehuda. How do Amrina Bereisha Ish Bekadish Ish Zoyche Vein Katan Zoyche? How do you deal with that? Zocht Rav Yehuda, it's not a problem. Yishloimer the Hosam Leimayri Bedas Acheres Makne. Also Elashmiin and the Pasach Shelo the Hosam Leimayri El Bedas Acheres Makne. Rabbi said, listen carefully. Even Rabbi Yehuda had a Mechudish Tekeshita that you could be koina of Katan could be koina on a level of the Oraisa. Says Rabbi Yehuda, even I limited to what? To a situation where an adult was involved. What do you mean an adult was involved? So this is an important concept, la'alacha, Rabbi Yisai, and the post, some poskim paskim like this. So he's paskins like this. Okay, listen to this. If a katan picks something up from the street,
He doesn't own it on a level of Daraisa, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. No one holds the old on a level of Daraisa. But Rabbi Yehuda was of the opinion that in a situation where an adult gave him a gift, and even though the child doesn't have das kone, there is some das in this situation. Why? Because there's das makne. The adult is giving him something and supplying the das now for the acquisition. Says Rabbi Yehuda, I only applied my shita that a katan is zeich on a level of deraisa when there was an adult involved, when there was a das makne involved. That pasuk that talks about Korban Pesach, that a child can't be the one to be zeich on behalf of the chabura, that's talking about a situation where what? Where there was no das acheres makne, where there was no adult involved. Even I would never say such a chiddush that he would be zeich on a level of deraisa, and that's how he gets around the Gemara in Kedushin. If so, Rabbi, so you have to ask yourself one question, which Tais is going to ask. So what do you need a pasuk for? Isn't that poshut? That a child can't just pick up a seh, a sheep on behalf of everyone else? A child doesn't have kinyonim. Even Rabbi Yehuda doesn't suggest that you can be kata yizaycha at a level daraisa in such a situation. Listen to the words of Tais, Rabbi, say you're about to fall off your chairs. Even without an adult, the salka daitam what? Sheyuchali monos mishum de celebes avos da raisa vahave leinyan pesach kimo godo. Says Toisvis, in the world of kinyonim, in every other night of the year, every other day of the year, I would never think that a child could be kohen on a level of Daraisa. But when it comes to Korban Pesach, there's something different. When it comes to Korban Pesach, the Rebbeinu Sholem introduced a new mahalich, a new entity. And what does Taisa say, Rabbi Sai? Read it. The Kotzon Have Kegodol. And he would be kind him in a Torah even without another das acheres makne. He could be the shliach. Kamash malon ish kli zeich v'loy katan zeich. What's going on over here? Rabbi said we have a new approach to Leil HaSeder, to Korban Pesach. Not the loopholes all the other Rishonim presented. There's something going on over here in this area of halacha that's different than every other night. Manishtana alayla zeh. Reb Chaim says no. The Rebbeinu Shalom said that when it comes to this mitzvah, there's a new dimension. It's not just bnei chiyuv or not bnei chiyuv. It's not that are you bar mitzvah or you not. That's matzah. That's shofar. That's lulav. Not Korban Pesach. Register them. The katan found a way to attach himself to the mitzvah. We plowed through them. We created a path to now connect the cotton somehow. Shita Mekubetzes says what? You're right. There really should be Sviya B'Yadayim. And technically it's applicable. Not like the other Rishonim. Just what? The Rabbeinu Shalom in the mitzvah, part and parcel of the mitzvah of Korban Pesach said what? Xeris HaKosav. Feed it to him. Ignore the Yisr. Why? My Rabbi said why? What's pshat in the Reb Chaim? What's pshat in the Shita? What's pshat in the Tosis that holds in the world of Kinyonim? A Katan just becomes a Gadol. Gadol v'Ktanim are Shavim. Tosis in Gittin. A Pliatsuma. Rabbeisai. So we dealt with the Halacha. Rabbeisai, now we merge into understanding what's going on here in this new Mahal. What did the Rabbeinu Sholem want? It's a fascinating Chassam Sofer. In Parshas Tzav, in Teres Moshe, Sam Sofer is speaking about the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen, of Haramas Hadeshen, of clearing away the junk, the dirt, the ashes off of the Mizbeach. And he makes the following ha'ara. He says it's fascinating. You know, originally in the Torah, the way this Avodah worked was different than every other Avodah. There wasn't the pious, the lottery, that existed for the Kohanim, for the other Avodas, didn't apply to Trumas Hadeshen. It was just based on Zrizus, whoever got there first. He's the one who clears the Mizbeach. So Chassam Sofer wants to know why. Why is it different? What is it about the Trumas Hadeshen?
And then the Chassam Sofer goes on to discuss, he says, but in truth, I really don't understand, why is it that Yaakov, such an important Av, all the other Avos have tefillas that are connected Shachris, that are connected Mincha, that are the time that the Avoda is by daytime when the Korban is kosher, and then you have Marv. Marv is a Rishus, according to many Shittas in the Gemara. Marv is optional. Marv is at nighttime at a time when there's no Avoda. Why does Yaakov lose it? Says the Chassam Sofer, the answer to this question lies in a statement of the Chacham in the Haggadah Shel Pesach. Listen to the Chassam Sofer. It's the third paragraph. Ulufi ani yazdaiti zeh sheilas ben ha-chacham v'tshuvaseinu eilu. I'm going to paraphrase it a little bit. I'm going to say it outside. But you look inside. It's unbelievable. The Chacham says to his father, Memonav Shach. I don't get it. Every other day, every other night we walk into shul and you tell me you're not bar mitzvah. You're not significant. We can't count you. You always disregard me. You always dismiss me. You always push me to the side. Every other night, the katan is, no, not yet. You're not here. You're not relevant. You're not accepted. You're not one of the guys. Later, when you become older, then we could talk to you. Then we could associate you. We could associate with you. Then we could approach you. Says the Chacham Monavshach. If you think I'm not a Bar Chiyuva, if you think I'm not relevant, so why am I so relevant tonight, says the Chassam Sofer? Why do I become relevant now? Why do you need me in this situation? Says the Chacham Sofer, I don't get it. Your religion doesn't make sense. Either I'm part of it or I'm not part of it. Don't have a self-contradiction in the religion itself. To which the Chassam Sofer says the answer to the Chacham is that tonight's not the regular Avodah. Tonight's the Avodah that we recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had such Ahava, had such love, had such devotion, such dedication. He went the extra mile for us in what we weren't deserving of. And we do the same to him. Tonight is a night that we don't make differentiate between Ktanim and Gdolim. Because we're going above and beyond Chiyuv. We're going above and beyond the obligations. And that's the beauty of the Avoda at night. That's the beauty of Yaakov's Tefillah, of Marif, of doing things B'Teres Rishus. Of saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not doing this b'koyach hechrich. And that demonstrates my love. I'm not obligated to do this. I'm not required to do this. And I still want to do it. That's why you become so elevated on Leil HaSeder. Because this night's about love. This life's about dedication. And that's what the Trumas HaDeshen was. They wanted the Trumas HaDeshen, number one, to be at night, to be in this man of Marav, of Rishos, of Shaloi B'Teres Avodah, of when Avodah Adam is possible. Because that's not what it's about. It's not about classic Avodah. It's about what? It's about love. We don't want to do the lottery and make you obligated to go up to the Mizbeh. We want you to be Zaris, to run up, first one to get there. That's the Trumas HaDeshen. So therefore, says the Chacham, says the father to the Chacham, tonight, Ktanim and Gdolim are the same. Because it's not just about chiyuvim. It's about love. It's about going the extra mile. But Rabbi said, I believe that the answer to the Chassam Sofer is a different answer. I think on one level, he's 100% right. Tonight is very much about Ava. Tonight is very much about wanting to build and frame our religion based on going the extra mile and not leaving things of what were required, but to have that devotion, dedication towards our connection with the Eibishter, towards an Ava. But Rabbi Yisai, I think this Ha'ara and this Kasha of the Chacham is much, much deeper. And it really relates to everything we just said in the world of Lamdis. Rab Chaim, the Shita Mekubetzes, the Tosfos in Gittin. Why is it that Katan is what? Is so relevant, La'alocha, is so connected to the Karban Pesach. Why? The answer is Rabbi Yisai. Because this night is a night which is a night of Amunah. A night that we inculcate this idea of believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when it comes to the mitzvah of Amunah, the way to become a ma'amin, the way to be kain Amunah, is through HaPesi Ya'amin. What does it mean, Pesi Ya'amin? The Yismach Yisrael says, HaNa'ar, a child, a katan. Marv Rabbeisai, we have so many practices, Leil HaSeder, Kidei Sheyishalu HaTinoikis, that the children should ask. It's not just about the children around your Seder. It's about the child inside of you. Rabbeisai, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam wants a Korban Pesach in Avodah to arouse, to revive the what? The Katan Shebecha. Our religion does not believe in the way society approaches the world that we just have to go through a certain stage of ktanus and then ultimately we turn 18 and we're accepted into the bars. We made it. We get the license. Baruch Hashem. Ah, now we can drink. That's not what life is about. It's not about just a certain temporary stage to get the godless. Listen to what Rav Soloveitchik said so beautifully at a hesped of Rav Chaim Heller. He says, why do we call him Shmuel HaKotah? The Amor Shmuel HaKotah. Some say, because physically he was small. Others say, because compared to Shmuel HaNavi, he was Shmuel HaKotah. Said Rav Soloveitchik, I want you to understand Gedolei Yisrael and what the HaKadosh Baruch Hu perceives is necessary to be a real, true Eved Hashem. Says Rav Soloveitchik, listen carefully. A strange polarity characterizes the world of authentic Judaism. It swings like a pendulum between the two ideals of maturity and childishness. The great man whose intellect has been raised to a superior level through the study of Torah, gifted with well-developed, overflowing powers, depth, scope, sharpness, should not be viewed as the totally adult. The soul of a child still rests within him. On the one hand, he is knowledge-sated, strong of intellect, rich in experience, sober-sighted, crowned with age, great of spirit. On the other hand, he remains the young and playful child. Naive curiosity, natural enthusiasm, eagerness, and spiritual restlessness have not abandoned him. If a man has aged and completely become adult, if the morning of life has passed him by, and he stands in spirit and soul at the high noon, bleached of the dew of childhood, he has grown up completely in thinking, feeling, desire, trust, he cannot approach God. The adult is too smart. Utility is his guiding light. The experience of God is not a business-like affair. Only the child can breach the boundaries that segregate the finite from the infinite. Only the child with his simple faith and fiery enthusiasm can make the miraculous leap into the bosom of God. Moreover, Rabbi said, the Rav said, the Pasuk in Hosea says, Ki na'ar Yisrael ve'ahaveyu. What do I love about Am Yisrael? Is that they still have that na'ar. They still have that lad in themselves. Ha ben yakir li Ephraim. Im Yeled Shashuai, that joyful child. The Rav said, Rav Chaim Brisker, who we just learned, who was such a deep mind, such an abstract thinker, when it came to Emunah, when it came to Tefillah, when it came to Avodas Hashem, he became a child. He didn't leave that behind. He revived it. He utilized it. He implemented his Katan Shebo into his Avodas Hashem. Leil HaSeder tells us, find the katan within you and apply it into your avodas Hashem. Be a pesi and yamin. Wherever Rabbi Yisai, Rav Schwab was sitting by the Chofetz Chaim, he went a few times to the Chofetz Chaim's house. Rav Shapiro told me this idea, beautiful idea. It's in a sefer. And he said, he was by the Chofetz Chaim on Shabbos and he saw that the Chafetz Chaim went to another room. And he was listening. And the Chafetz Chaim started singing in the tomb of the Cheder Rebbe. And Rav Schwab was asking, why? Why is he singing in that tomb? And the Chafetz Chaim answered, tell you what. Because as I become an adult, there's a certain Krirus Halev. I become cooled off. I become that mature adult. I look at things in the prism and with the perspective of, that's not realistic anymore. That's not the way we act. You can't dream. You can't connect. There's so many stiras. There's so many kashas on the Rabbeinu Shalom. There's so many questions that we have. Conflicts. We don't understand. And it breaks apart of emunah. Listen to the words of the Chafetz Chaim. She'ein emunah b'toikvo. Emunah is not in a strong sense. It's ala odom kimo bizman sha'ayolaymed b'cheder. Like we say, Hevel Tinoika Shabes Rabban, Mipi Oilim Biyoikim Yisad the Ois. When is the Yisoid, the strength of Am Yisrael? Mipi Oilim Biyoikim, from the children. That's what Reb Chaim is inventing for us. That's what the Shittim Mukubetzis is telling us. Kedesha Yitzhulu Atinoikis is the Tinoik inside you. Revive the Tino. Connect to those days of your early childhood when life was so simple. When I had a tab, when I was involved in an activity and I was playing with my toys, and that's all I was focused on. I didn't have anxiety that I have to go to sleep now because what's going to happen tomorrow? And I have a big day the next day. So I have to make sure not to get involved and not even to connect right now. It's right now, this is what I'm focused on. No, I'm not nervous. I'm still fearful. I still have Yerushamayim. I'm scared of the shadows. A child is scared. But he's not anxious. He's not a doyeg. He doesn't try to cheshbon out the whole world and say, reality, what's going to be the real world? What's going to happen? No, he realizes there's an avodah in front of him, and that's what he does. And you know what else a child does? A child doesn't have to impress others. A child doesn't have to relate to social media, to look at the way people perceive him. Child has one person that he asked permission to. Can I go or can I not go? Mommy, daddy, is it okay? That's it. That's Avodas Hashem. Tonight is a night that I want that aspect, that dimension of Avodas Hashem. I want the Katan Shibbo. I want the Nar Shibbo. Tonight is a night that after all the kids are sleeping, Rabbi said, no one's up anymore. And yet we still sing Chagadya in a nursery rhyme. Echad mi'oideya, where mom is getting on the floor like little kids. Still kadesh yishalu atinoikis. Because we want that dimension in our avodas Hashem. We want the tune of the Cheder Rebbe. We want to be a maminim, ha'pesi yamin. That's the avoida of the Korban Pesach. To find a way to attach the katan. To become a katan. Le'al ha'seder ein chiluk ben katan negadol, like Tyson Gettin says. That's the answer to the Chochmah of the Chasam Sofer. We all become Ktanim on Leil HaSeder. And the proof, Rabbi Sai, is the mitzvah. What are the mitzvahs of Magid? What is the mitzvah of the night? Sipur. Let's tell stories. Just like I do every night with my daughter Batsheva. Instead of being about Yafa going to the store, now I'm going to tell the story in the same way, acting it out the same way, like a kid's story. What about our history? Because that's what I'm connecting to. My Narus, my Ktanus. Where else do we have in the Torah, Rabbi Sai, a mitzvah that is a tzivoy to what? To imagine. Mitzvah liro sisatzma. Ki'ilu hu yotzim in a mitzvah. You now visualize yourself. Imagine. Go to another place. Never, never land. And imagine. You just left Mitzrayim. No other mitzvah in the Torah do we have a tzivoy that relates to the imagination. Except for the mitzvah of Korban Pesach of Leil HaSeder. The mitzvah to revive the Kotel. The mitzvah to arouse the Na'aros. The mitzvah that is a function of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and being able to dream. Rabbi Sai, we get lost. We unfortunately follow
the way of the world, and we say the tachlis is to be a gadol and leave the world of naris of ketanus. The Rav is telling us, no, that's not what our leaders told us. Ki nar v'al Yisrael v'al aveyu. There's a value to being a katan, to being a nar. Tonight is a night that we revive that naris when everything was so simple. When we didn't ask all these kashas. When we were able to dream. When we were able to think. I remember Tzvi was telling me over Shabbos, he was telling me he's building a clubhouse. He said, Abba, you don't understand. I'm building a clubhouse across the street with Kobe, my friend, and it's going to be beautiful, and we're putting money in. And Abba, I'm telling you right now, we're going to put real tiles in the floor, and there's going to be an electricity. We're going to plug things into the wall. And I'm sitting there like, come on. But I'm thinking, wow, that's Leila Seder. A child walks in to the Beis Medrash, and he says, I can finish Shas. I can. No one's going to stop me. And I'm not into this jargon of, come on. How's that going to fit with everything else? Are you concerned about this? Did you worry about this? Were you doing about this? You're dreaming. Yeah, that's right, I'm dreaming. Kinar Yisrael. Because there's an Avodah called Korban Pesach. And this is a possibility. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to go back to that stage. You know why? Because Am Yisrael was in that stage. We were at Zoychet of the Geula. The Maharal tells us we were a what? An Umber Yoytzi Mimeimo. We were a Katon. We were children with no zchuyos. We weren't bar mitzvah yet. And yet we developed. That's what we reenact on Leil HaSeder. HaKotan v'agodol shoveh. You're 100% right to the Chacham. Every other night, we don't count you for a minion. But tonight we do. Tonight there's no difference between me and you. Tonight you have a chelek of the Korban Pesach. Marev Rabbi said about Baal Shem Tov, before he died, said the following statement. I accomplished a lot. Above and beyond all of his accomplishment, what he built, Rabbi Yisai, that everyone knows affects us, Ad HaYom HaZeh. Chassidus, Torah, reviving Yiddishkeit, said the Baal Shem Tov before he died. Out of all my accomplishments, who am I at the end of the day? Ich bin a nar und gleib. I am a nar and I believe. That's what I leave this world with. To be a nar. To have that simplicity. When everything was, it's the Eibushkin. Why? Because it is. Not because of the explanations. Not because I can prove it. Not because I answer all my questions. Because mommy is mommy and daddy is daddy. And that's what is. Because that's what the avoid of tonight is. Ich bin a nar und gleib. I am so truthful. I am not hypocritical. Rabbi said, you'll see when you have children. They're so honest. Innocent. That's what the avoid is. When a child says to you, Abba, but that's not the same thing you told me last week. You get burned. Ooh, he's right. There's no world of politically correct. There's just a world of what? I trust in one thing and I believe. And it's not because I can prove, but because I know. But because that's my reality. Because that's the MS. Hapesiyam in the Pashtus of being a Yid. That's the Avodah of tonight. Kedeshi Yishalu Atinoikus. Kedeshi Yishalu Atinoikus Shebesoicha. Revive the nar, the cotton within you. HaKotan v'agodol shoveh. We want to become ktanim tonight. We sing the nursery rhymes. We imagine, we dream tonight. We use our imaginations. We go back to that world that everything was possible. Ich bin a nar und gleib. I'm a Shmuel HaKotan. When it comes to Avodas Hashem, I need my narus. I need my ktanus. So what taka is the teretz, Rabbi Yisai? What's the answer to our original kasha? How do you approach Pesach in a post-Toys R Us era? The answer is very simple. I'm a Toys R Us kid. I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. That's Leila Seder. I don't want to grow up. I don't want to leave childhood behind. I want to take that idea of I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. messed up the song. The boy said, but that's the avodah. It's to implement that into our avodah Hashem, and to revive that emunah pshuta, that katan shiva, that honesty, that innocence, that purity. And it's Hashem. Like the Haftorah ended, Shabbos HaGolah. What do we end with, Rabbi Yisai? The Heishiv Lev Avos Al Bonim V'Lev Bonim Al Avosov. Which perhaps in light of our Shir today, perhaps means that I want to restore the Lev of Bonim Al Avosov. I want to revive that approach of a Nar and a Kotam into the Avosov on this Monday of Leil HaSeder of Pesach.
Very two points.